Inconsistent.
What's going on, everyone? Before we start this episode, I just wanted to sort of explain what happened during the episode, which I kind of didn't. Like many, 2020 was a difficult year. And I don't usually like posting or talking about my personal stuff. But in the episode, I basically was recalling a recent situation, and it reminded me of my brother who I recently lost. I don't like talking about my personal stuff, especially in these kind of situations, because although, you know, for those of you who do follow and listen, I appreciate your comments. You know, I'm not looking for those, like, that kind of attention for the show. But that's basically what happened. You'll see it in the episode, and I sort of want to just break it down and sort of explain, you know, what was going on, because it's kind of like a weird moment. Almost lost it there for a second. But, you know, I pray that you guys keep yourself safe. I pray that you're well and you're with loved ones this year. And I hope and pray that everyone, not just in the U.S., but in the world, you know, has a healthy, productive year this year. Let's make it great. The basement. So, Happy New Year.
Feliz cumpleaños. El año. I was going to say, Feliz cumpleaños, America.
America.
But that's not what New Year's is. All right?
You wanted to say, Merry Christmas, Feliz cumpleaños.
I wanted to say, Happy New Year's to the world.
To the world.
But instead, I accidentally almost said, Happy birthday to America. And I wanted to stop myself. But instead, what was going to come out of my mouth was, Happy birthday, Captain America. All that happened in the matter of like a second in my head.
All right. I want that Captain America ass. I'm never just.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, the internet surgery. Is full of.
Surgery?
No, not for you. I'm sorry. Those days are gone.
You hurting my feelings, nigga. You're saying that not even surgery is possible for me? I'm that far gone?
Like, imagine Nancy Pelosi saying that. What would you say to her?
I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'm not even close to Nancy Pelosi. Jesus Christ.
I want to give myself room so people can see the screen.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to move your thing over.
Don't do it. You're going to see the thing. You see it?
This nigga can't do anything right. I apologize in advance for this nigga. All
right.
I got wow. So much things to talk about. I don't know which, where, how, who.
We should.
To categorize.
Listen, we don't have to make one or two episodes. We can make three.
Yeah, but we got to stay.
So let's record this one. Let's make it 40, 30 minutes. So go for it. Just go where you listen. We'll jump to a different topic and we'll cut that into a different episode. All
right. So you know that these niggas were here. Steven and...
Who is these niggas?
Steven and Daniel were
okay,
here.
Okay. Yeah.
And mad random, they visited me. Now, do you think that the visit was genuinely from their heart? Or was it, we got nothing to do. We're here. Let's go visit this nigga.
I think it's a combination of both.
Ah.
Because they could have done something totally different, but they're like, you know what? We should probably do the whole thing. We're here. We might as well just do it.
Now, I know that for a fact for Steven, but Danny? He's a fake person.
No. Maybe Steven said that. Danny's like, I'll go with you.
So they were.
I want to see how he's living now.
They were bringing their kids to hang out with Joel. And I don't know. The kids were doing some crazy activity. So they decided. Steven was like, yo, what are you doing? All right, I'm coming over. I'm like, what? What? And my son was here, and we just randomly record. And then I was like, you know, I've been meaning to show or do an episode with Noel, with this nigga. And unfortunately, he hasn't been around. And I was like, check this out. I can't even get it out. This shit is so tight.
His face.
I looked at the camera like somebody was there. Like, I got caught. But bow, bitch. I am official.
Oh, this is the thing they give you when you come out of jail. That like you have to show this at every appointment.
This is why I don't record. I gotta find a new person.
What? This is the person that made this was high. Okay.
The card.
Yes, nigga.
Why?
Look at what it says. Address. There's yes. not even a freaking thing like the date of birth. It's totally like someone's like, ah, whatever. I'm high.
Yeah, they added two S's to my address, which doesn't even make sense to me. That's how perfect it is. But yeah, this took 45 minutes to obtain.
Really? What'd you say? I have a hurt.
I'm gonna explain the process. You fill out an online application.
Okay.
5 minutes later, you get a weird ass phone call incoming, and it's FaceTime. I don't see the doctor. The doctor sees me. And he asks me questions. I'm like, I got this, I got that, I got this. They're testing me for this. He said, okay, I'm going to approve you. I'm going to send the application in your email in the next 5, 10, 15 minutes. And it's going to have the address to the health gov website in New York. Mm-hmm. You send in, you hit the link, send it, fill out their form, attach the files I gave you, and you should see your temporary card within a few minutes. Literally, that's exactly how it happened. And I'm looking at this thing like, what?
I almost want to do it just to have it. Like, I'll never do it, but I just want to have it. Just to be like, yeah.
The audience is like, what are they talking about? We're talking about medical marijuana card. But it was so simple. It's $150. It was so simple that I'm almost like, this can't be real. Then when I saw this in the mail, yes, whoever typed this up was high.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot of things wrong.
It also looks like the benefit card.
It does. But it actually says, you know, medical marijuana card. And it's only good for a year. And it's official. I was just dumbfounded at how easy it was. It wasn't like the doctor called my doctor to verify that I got A, B, C, D, E. You know what I mean?
He was just like, I have a boo-boo.
Well, I mean, I gave him the list of things that I do have.
Oh, he probably felt sad. He felt bad for you.
So when I was
he's like, oh, this is the least. Please, I gotta.
So help when you. I was recording with Daddy and Steven, I was like, you know, I want to be happy that I have this, but I'm not because it means that there's something wrong with me. You know what I mean? So this is not like a joyous thing to have. You know what I'm saying? Like having this means you got some kind of condition where you're jacked up. So it's like, I don't want to celebrate that. But I do like the fact that I could carry around and there's even less worry of me,
yeah,
you know,
getting in trouble for it.
Of me getting in trouble for it. But I recently just stopped. I'm on a fast for 2 weeks. I'm trying to see how much pain I can actually manage myself. You
should do it 21 days.
Okay. Why 21 days? Why that?
Jesus. Okay. You should do 40 days. I did 40 days from coffee one time.
Actually, this is my first cup of coffee in a week.
So you're failed. Your mission.
I'm not fasting from coffee.
Well, you know.
And this coffee tastes like shh. I don't know why.
It's because you put this in it.
Yo.
This is when we have bad guests. We spray them.
It's a basement, guys. You guys know I'm in a basement, right? So, yeah. And then they have something like this. And this is called dabbing. And it's crazy because where I got this pen from that has a... The technology is insane. It has a coil. And you fill the wax in that coil. And it just lights up.
And what's the rest of the container? Just the battery?
Yeah. And look how solid that is.
Wow, this is heavy.
Yeah.
So this is all battery.
That's all battery.
And literally it's just this little...
Where that plastic tube is, that's where the device is. That's the device. Everything else is battery and whatever.
That's insane.
Now...
That little earwax.
That little right there? Yep, that's it. Danny was like, I was like, you know,
you should have been like, try it, Danny. Go ahead.
I was like, you should try it. Yo, bro, here you go. He was like, nah, I don't. He goes, I don't like things that take me out of my normal mind state. What I should have said was, oh, so you don't drink?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think he really.
So you don't believe in drinking either, right? Nigga, I drank with you.
I don't drink. I never drink because it takes me out of my mindset.
If anything, alcohol takes you more out of your mindset than way more.
Yeah.
Way more. You know why I know? Because I don't remember what happened last night before I fell asleep. Anyway, so he was like, oh, I have dab for you here in the store. I was like, yeah, I don't want CBD. He was like, no, it's THC. I was like, what? I was like, I have my miracle marijuana card. He was like, no, you don't need it. I was like, what? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, this is actually, he shows me the product. It's fuck, it's so annoying to open.
Was it like FDA approved or something?
This is
actually. What are you doing? Is it childproof? Is that, yeah, what
happened? Yeah, I don't know. Oof. All right. So Jesus, if you read the top, he starts telling me that it's Alpha 8. I'm like, what are you talking about right now? And it says it, the alpha sign, the triangle.
Yeah.
And he was like, Alpha 9 is the compound that gives you that psychotropic effect. And because it's removed, it's perfectly legal. You can sell it at a bodega store. You can sell it, you know, whatever. And I was like, is it as strong? He was like, you feel like the body high and whatnot, but you don't get that, like, you know.
What does that mean?
Blast
that. What's the difference? If you could tell me the difference.
I wish I could. I felt like more like, like, oh, this is good to, like, oh, I'm about to go to sleep, or I'm in a lot of pain. But it's sound effects. The high one is like, you're like,
could blown I work? Away. Could you work like this? Like, you physical labor?
Yeah, it's good for that. But because, go ahead and give that a whiff.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Well, I don't see anything.
So most of it, most
it looks like, wait, it looks like you, whatever was in there, you're already done with it. Like, look, this is left over.
There's a few crumbs in there. I mean, if you turn it to the side, you can see it. You can see the light, like,
yeah, flickering. Yeah, I can see it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a clear kind of wax. And then I was like, okay. I gave that a try. I was like, yeah, not the effect I'm looking for, right?
I want the 9. What's the 9?
The 9 is this here. This is the 9. And this is mad expensive, bro. Like, ridiculous. Give that a whiff.
Oh, my God.
You might actually test positive now that you smelled it. That's how strong it is.
Yeah?
No, I don't know.
Jesus Christ. That's like nothing in there. Imagine dropping this.
I mean, it's insane. So, yeah, that's the new stuff out there. And it is helping, but I'm starting to, I just brought a set of weights. And I'm trying to, like, I'm going to see how much I could actually manage myself. And maybe I could build a stronger tolerance to what I'm dealing with. Because I prefer not to use any medication at all.
What about heroin? You ever considered heroin? The Alpha 8 heroin is different. It's a body.
So I looked up a drug test.
Just so you know.
I looked up a drug test.
I'm for people getting this without a miracle marijuana license.
Oh, you're for recreational.
I'm for everything. Recreational heroin.
That's OD.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because it is.
Why is it OD?
I don't know what to tell you. It just is.
It's not OD.
Heroin is bad.
What's OD is the government restricting you so people don't have a control over it. So they get high off of everything. Like, they if you give somebody a thing of heroin, they'll do the whole thing in one shot. They'll be like that. Instead of doing a little bit at a time, you know what I'm saying, pacing themselves. You understand? It's not because it's secretive. You kind of do it secretly. If it was like a cigarette in a store, they'll have like different versions of it. But like, oh, I just want that body high with this heroin. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be working on it like they're doing with the when we were younger, what was weed? Whatever they got. What Speedy had? What he had? He had.
I can't believe you said that name.
He has what? Pure? What he has? Purple haze? What he got, nigga? That's it. He got skunk? That's what was weed for us. It wasn't this Alpha 9, like they're working on the cure for cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now it's I think, what's the problem with that? Now,
What I'm saying is this. If they were to legalize all the drugs, all these companies would look at the drugs and be like, right,
talk closer to the mic.
How can we make money off of this?
There you go. I hear you great.
Right? Yeah. Let's make money off this drug.
Because what happens when you talk so loud, far away from it, it picks up over here.
Oh, okay.
And the reason for the headphones, so you can hear that you're loud enough.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, these companies would work with these drugs and try to figure out the best way to get people high, how to make that feeling.
Oh,
okay. I want to be able to take heroin, just a little baby piece of heroin, and then so I could go to work because I work in the office all day and I just want to get a little high. So,
So if it's legalized, I agree with you in the sense that
legalizing drugs will change the world. 100%, bro.
I was looking at a drug. Have you ever had to do a random yet? I'm sure you have.
Random drug test?
Yeah.
I haven't done random yet, no.
All right.
They've tested me because somebody had an accident and I was there. So they had to test everybody.
That was it. All right. So perfect example. Did you look at the form they gave you or did you don't even get a form?
They did give us a form. I did not look at it. Not even one word of it.
Why would you, right?
I was like, you want me to pee in this? Can you hold it for me? Jeez, can I? And that's how I did it.
I'll hold the cup. You hold my. So in the form, it actually says alpha 9. THC. And I'm like, that's insane. And to me, it's like, oh, the government been on all this.
Oh, yeah.
And we're only scratching the surface or being aware about, you know, the different components just that like comprise it.
They know about aliens and they don't want to tell us.
Isn't that the last conversation we had last year?
No, we talked about the end of the world.
Oh, that's right.
The aliens was an option. Oh, aliens is my favorite option. I want it to be real. So bad. I want aliens to be real. I want them to abduct me personally.
Ah, you want to get probed.
I want the whole shebang.
I can probe you right now.
If you came with an alien costume.
It's going to be about 6 inches.
That's it?
That's all I got. But it's about 3 inches in girth.
Diameter.
In diameter.
If they were to legalize drugs, let's go a list of things that would change in America. One, I think there'll be less drug addicts.
Well, I mean, we already have data like that. That it's lowered crime in the states that legalize it. Yeah. It's lowered crime.
Local crime and also the cartels.
So think about the resources that's saved in that. You got less officers spending time on something that's frivolous as marijuana. You have the federal government less frivolous about, you know, because even though it is legal, the product that I tried, so I that day to finish the story that day, damn.
What? Are you gonna?
Sorry. Anyway, I went that day. So to get it, you gotta go online because of COVID. You can't just walk up into the store. And before shot because there'd be 100 people like, this is weed, you know, and they don't even have cards.
There's like a line outside before you get in there.
So they do it where you go online, you create an account, well, this store, and you purchase what you want, you pay for it, and then a pharmacist calls you and says, okay, and what are we using it for? And do you know that it has these effects and this effects? I'm like, I grow my own. I grew my own stuff.
I smoke weed for years, lady. I'm just trying to do it the right way, man. I'm going to teach you.
That's what I felt like saying. That's what I felt like telling her. But I was like, yes, 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 ma'am. Okay, ma'am. And she was like, okay, your appointment's set for whatever date. I'm like, great. So when I went to go pick it up, I got it. I asked a few questions. And they were definitely doing the COVID thing. And I tried the product. It's very weak. Like, it's very weak and controlled and minimal. They can jack it up.
Yeah.
So what I brought was these lozenges. And I brought out these chewables. And yeah, like I said, they work, but it's nothing compared to the black market, which to me means even if they legalize it recreationally, the black market is not going anywhere. That's going to continue existing.
Remember, the black market only exists because federally it's illegal. As soon as they make it federally legal, it's going to destroy everything. Right now, they have a black market because there's reason for it. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, that they're still hiding. They have to be quiet because we can't let everybody know, whatever.
Right.
Once it becomes legal, anybody can have it. It doesn't matter anymore. There's no reason for the black market. I could make my own weed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not black market at that point. It's just me starting my own business. You know what I'm saying?
So it'll still exist. It'll just be... illegal because you don't have the license or the permit for it.
There you go. That's it.
Like having a store or...
Like making bootleg CDs.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, oh, you could get it there, but ugh, over here they make it better.
Yeah, you could get your haircut from this nigga in the basement.
Yeah.
Or you could go to the barbershop that they have their license.
Exactly. Their and the nigga in the basement is definitely going to charge you cheaper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But do you think the quality is going to be better? Or
but if you got the quality at that point, why would you have a barbershop in the basement? Why would you just open up a barbershop or buy a chair in a barbershop?
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that black market is going to go down. Once it becomes legal, the black market, it'll be like crackhead weed. That's it.
You think it'll ever become legal statewide, federally?
Oh, yeah. With this guy, Joe Biden? 100%.
I don't think so.
Kamala Harris is like, I locked up so many people, I'm full.
I use the same scenario that they did on the minorities, like the FBI putting crack in the streets. It's the same theory. I think it's the same principle.
The FBI did not put crack in the streets.
Who put it?
The
crackheads?
No, the cartel. The FBI knew that they were doing it and they let them do it. But the FBI didn't do it.
Yeah, that's called accessory.
Maybe, but the FBI still didn't do it.
They didn't prevent it, and they knew about it.
They knew about it because they had other schemes going on that they couldn't expose. They were selling guns to the opposition to the government that was there.
So from because which country?
I think it was Colombia or Argentina, one of the two. Colombia. So
I'll be back, Colombia.
So because the government, remember, they were selling. I forgot what they were selling. They were selling weapons to Iran. Remember the Iran-Contra?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then so the guys that were flying the airplanes over to drop off the weapons to help the guys out, on the way back, the cartels were like, yo, if you bring the drugs, we'll give you money. You got to go back anyway.
Oh, you're making the trip.
And the government's going to let you fly through because they can't stop you because you're doing something for them. Hmm. So so the government knew that was happening. They were like, we're going to turn the other way. As long as you do what we want you to do, we'll turn the other way.
Damn.
And that's what was happening. That's why when people say the government was putting drugs in the street. I let them say it because it makes people feel good. But the fact is the government didn't do it. They allowed the cartels to get away with it. But right now the cartel got it locked down. The government ain't stopping them at this point. The cartel got submarines. Like, they're so far ahead of the game. They made so much money. They got different techniques.
So how do you think it comes in? Everything, everywhere.
Bro, I've watched videos where they freaking brought it in trucks.
Plane?
Think about it. The border, they don't check every car. It's like you ever over here they do it all the time.
Are you saying that niggas are pulling up to random beaches or shores or on our borders?
No, I'm saying they come in, like, they drive
on a truck.
They drive in right through the border check.
Oh, from Mexico.
From Mexico, yeah. Where else are they gonna come from? Canada? Canada, they don't grow weed over there.
Canada doesn't even have an army.
Imagine Mexico had to ship it to Canada to bring it down. It'd probably be easier to get it through. But the amount of money it'll cost, they're like, no, I'll just drive it through.
I didn't know.
I'll pay the kid $1,000 because Cody goes to jail. I'll pay another kid $1,000.
There's plenty of kids that want $1,000.
Everybody wants money. Let them go to jail. Yeah, I get my drugs through or no, or I don't. But I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting. If I send 10 loads and one of them sells and the other ones get caught, I'll make so much money off that one load. It don't matter. I'll send more. Jesus. I think it's like a gram of heroin, on the heroin, of cocaine in Colombia is only like $7. In America, a gram. It's like $7. In America, it's like $35. You know what I'm saying? So to them, the profit is so crazy. It's like four times more almost. So to them, they're like, if I get caught with one guy, two guys, three guys, I'll make all my money on the fourth guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If one gets through, I still profited.
And if that kid goes to jail, I paid it. He don't know me. I gave him $1,000, make it through.
I'll put it in your commissary.
That's it. Yeah. They don't care. And then, like I said, they got submarines now. You ever see, there's a thing on Netflix called Cocaine Island, where the cartels lost, they used to fly airplanes and just drop it. And then the other guys will come and they will collect it and they will go sell it. That's how they used to get it over in America, the cocaine. Instead of landing and then coming back, because when you land, the radar, blah, 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 okay, we know they stopped, let's go get them. They would just fly over, drop it, and then fly back out. And then the niggas that are there would go get them.
I want to be those niggas.
Okay. So what happens is one of those guys fell in the ocean and some guy found it in Puerto Rico. A freaking thing. So he dug a hole and he buried it. And it's a whole documentary about them trying to go back and find it. It's called Cocaine Island. It was on Vieques. Not even in the mainland. On Vieques. Oh my God. Yeah, you got to watch it. It's crazy.
Wait, so he hid it?
He hid it. He dug a hole and he buried it because he didn't want to get caught. It's drugs. I don't know if he was on vacation
did
or what.
Did he ever did he sell it? Like,
that's, I don't remember the whole documentary.
This nigga right here.
I don't want to spoil it. Story. All right, I want people to watch it.
And now I'm just. You work for them? Where's that money?
I want people to watch it.
I got another confession to tell you, and this one is gonna be. It's gonna be a reminder that I'm a hypocrite.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So the next thing I wanted to tell you was,
you got an iPhone.
No, nigga. That day that happens, that'll be the day. I got files. I've been telling this nigga not to do it. Don't get a contract. And when I called these niggas, I was like, yo, what's up?
Why'd you call them?
The reason why I called them was because I saw some kind of... you know how Google and the ether is recording you? I saw an advertisement for their speeds. And then I said... you know what? Let me call. I want to get more information. And I was like, so what am I getting? She was like, you're going to get 3 down and 300 up. I got it because the 300 ups upload. Yeah, Spectrum is capping you at 20.
They match it. Yeah.
So I said, all right, that's cool. How much? She was like, if you do auto pay, it's everything's going to come out to $35.99, where I'm paying 45 or 54. I'm dyslexic, so it's either one of those numbers. And then I was like, yeah, but it's a contract, right? Nope. No contract.
Yeah, no contract.
So I signed up. And I waited. I had this for... I already paid my first bill.
So what? They fired you then? Spectrum fired you? They fired you. Because you were you were working for them 100%. How hard you were going for Spectrum?
It's funny, like, they're definitely paying this. While you were struggling with the internet, remember that last conversation we had? I was like, I was already on files like, this nigga don't even know.
And it's funny because they haven't connected me yet.
Yo, they came like this. Matter of fact, they had the same situation you had. The guy came, so a white guy. He came and he was like, you know, you got to put the mask on, whatever. And he's like, the line isn't here. I was like, it used to be. I showed him the behemoth connection device and I showed him that one. He was like, that's old. That's ancient. he goes, you don't have a files line here. I'm going to have to go up the block. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to see this nigga again. Because I would have left me. Yeah, you know what I mean? I would have been like, done. Fill out a report. He's gay. I'm out.
He tried to rape me.
COVID. He tried to put COVID in my butthole. And that's what I would have done if I were me. But he actually came back with the wire. And I'm like, and it's so thin. It is like unbelievably thin.
It's fiber optic, right?
Yeah, it's literally a fiber optic. Where my cousin has files, but it's composite. I'm like, bro, that's not files. I don't know what to tell you.
No, they don't have files. They have Verizon. Verizon files is a different level.
They have Verizon.
They have Verizon.
Which is similar to Spectrum.
Basically.
Composite.
There you go.
Yeah.
Files is a different baby.
He was getting good speeds, though, because, you know,
because Verizon is the best. If I could switch my phone to Verizon without being raped, I would do it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking this. If I pay, you know, I've been paying you the bill automatically for a year. You think you guys can hook me up with
basically,
you know what I'm saying? I know. I'm poor.
I know they have it. They have situations like that. But if I'm able to get that, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
Because when I switched to T-Mobile, I was like, oh, they have T-Mobile Tuesday. They give out good stuff. Since I've been on T-Mobile, they give out zero things that are good. Everything is garbage. I'm like why even look at this anymore?
Yeah.
There's like nothing on it.
T-Mobile?
Yeah. It used to be like, I remember people telling me, oh, they give you movie tickets and this and that. And I was like, oh, that sounds good. Nothing there.
Wow.
Even Sprint would give you a code to put on... what's the name of that service that it was? It was Fandango Go. You put the code in Fandango Go, you get a free movie rental. Even freaking Sprint, bro. With the worst customer service ever, Sprint. Horrible. I don't know how they survive as a business.
I work for Sprint, and this was like...
Your phone isn't connected to a T-Mobile?
Yeah.
Oh, so you used to work for Sprint. Now you work for T-Mobile.
No, I hate T-Mobile. We just had the conversation. If I had a choice, if I wasn't Puerto Rican, that's messed up. I would have been having Verizon. What I don't like about Verizon Mobile is like they charge you so much for like a gig is like take my whole wallet. I mean, what do you mean a gig? You know what a gig is? Nothing.
Yeah, we're.
So that's the only.
I kill a gig in a week playing Call of Duty. A murder a gig, no problem.
Yeah, we're.
Just because you think of it, you're constantly connected to the internet.
And the service is It's good. I can't complain. Cannot complain at all.
I remember hearing about Sprint when we went to Maranahim.
Wow. Pronounce it?
Yeah. And the only person, you have to find who has Verizon because they're the only one that had connection out there.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, that's good service. But then you find out how much it costs. You're like, oh, forget about that. I don't even want to think about that. Sure. I got to deal with these little companies. I want a Metro PCS, you said? What? How much?
Hey, what we know what the most disturbing thing about the situation is that Spectrum is like, oh, we have Spectrum Mobile, $40 for each line, $45 or whatever it was. And I was like, I was trying to get my phone, but it, for some reason, this phone is not compatible. And I was looking at why. And then I found out that Spectrum Mobile is powered by
T-Mobile.
Verizon.
Is it really? Wow. The wildest thing ever,
right?
That is the wildest thing ever.
I looked it up and I was like, and then when I called, I verified. It was like, yeah, I was like, I definitely want this because I, you mean I get to get in with no credit check and $40 a month each line? I'm gonna be saving money. I'm out. T-Mobile pays, but my phone wasn't compatible at the time.
It's funny because I saw Spectrum was doing that, and I told my wife, I was like, what do you think about switching Spectrum? She's like, the internet we have at home is Spectrum. Do you want our phones to be the same way? And I was like, you know what, you're right.
Yeah, word. But it's actually better. Still better because they're using Verizon again.
I want to go to Verizon either way.
But so they still haven't came?
No, that's interesting. That's
so what I like, thought what I thought the guy was going to do to me, like dip,
hey,
that's,
Siri,
that's exactly what they did to him.
When I get home, right, remind there me to call Verizon.
Okay, your reminder is set.
Wow, I could hear that. What she said last?
I just turned it off. I don't want to hear it. She already did what I said. Don't talk to me. She's a peasant.
You are so rude.
She's a peasant.
All I have
do is, what I said. Bye.
All I have is AI's companionship. So I treat them like real people. You asshole.
You just say please, thank you, nothing. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm taking a fast from the herbal canerbals, but I'm excited because it's obviously going to be more available, you know, at least in New York. This guy Cuomo, nipple piercings, he, you know, you heard that he's trying. I'm like, why does it take so long to get one thing done?
I'm telling you why. Money. Right now the city's suffering, so they're going to be like, we got to look at all the options.
No, but he says he's going to approve it.
Oh, I've been telling you, it's the money.
But what's taking so long for it to get approved and sent and stores?
Oh, they're looking at Jersey, and they're like, because Jersey just did it. So, like, let's see how Jersey's doing it first before we do it over here in New York. See, let's look at, let them make mistakes.
Bro, there's like 11 or 12 states that already done it. There's plenty to look
at. None of them are like New York. New York's a different, you could take all those states, put them together, they still won't have the same market as New York. New York's market is ridiculous for marijuana.
I don't understand. It's,
I could go to this block right here and find 12, 13 people that sell weed. Right, that sell weed right there in the corner.
Yo, I can't go through a block, or when I'm driving, I can't go through the smell of, I don't know what the radius is, but if I'm doing a 7-minute drive, I'm going to smell weed at least three times. Okay,
so like, well, I drive through Harlem all the time.
Oh,
and the joke would always be like, you get high for free out here. Because in the summer, forget about it, bro.
Roll out the window.
What kind of car do you drive? First of all,
old one.
It's like roll out the window. So like, you know, we're working and it's like, yo, you could get high for free. Because all you smell is weed in the air. Cops don't care. They don't. After this Black Lives Matter stuff, cops, literally people get away with everything. I seen mopeds drive up the wrong way up the block. Cops drive right past them. They don't care. Before, that wouldn't fly. Cops would be like, whoop, whoop, you got to get off the street. They would say something, at least. Now they're like, kill yourself. I don't care.
And that's because of what 2020 and the
events. Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Because think about it. Imagine it was like you. You could say this to this guy, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he does it or not, really. If you didn't see it, he was still going to do it. So you're adding, the cop is probably thinking, I'm adding myself in this situation to help out this area that doesn't really care about what the guy's doing anyway. And if, God forbid, the guy, you know, puffs up his chest and pushes me and tries to do something to me, and then I wind up shooting him, then now I'm going to be, why do I even say anything to him? Just let him do it. If he dies, he dies. Whatever. Let him crash. Kill somebody. Who cares? That's the way, if you as a cop, I mind you, they're only dealing all day long. They never get a phone call and be like, hey, we got a report on this address. You know, go there. There's going to be a nice guy. He's going to shake your hand and give you a cup of cake. A cup of milk and some cake. Cops never get that. They never show up somewhere. They're like, oh, hey, come on in. Let's get in. They never get. Every time they show up, it's an asshole. It's a guy that wants to kill somebody. It's always a problem. So when they show up, every interaction they have is with somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? So then, why would I put myself in another situation like that?
When I'm dealing with this already.
Regardless if the guy is guilty or innocent, I'm the bad guy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm damned if I do, so I might as well just
Might as well just don't. Yeah.
Ride the
streets. Why would I put myself in this situation? I'll just drive right past him. Go ahead. I'll show up when there's a car accident and you die or whatever. I'll show up there because I got to put the little flares in the street.
Or if one of y'all called, then I'm forced to have to go in and you know, but if they didn't call,
matate. I wouldn't be surprised if you looked at the statistics of how fast the cops arrive on scene, if that number has grown.
There was a recent shooting here. You saw it on Citizens Act? Yeah. You saw the video?
No, I didn't see the video.
Oh, man. And the guy at the end was screaming, why did you wait? Why did you take so long? Like, obviously, the guy died. You know, the ambulance didn't get there in enough time. He died at the scene type of thing. And it's crazy because... Let me also remember this.
Ambulance, when there's a shooting thing, I don't think ambulance can even show up until the cops get there first. And if the cops are like, I'm not getting shot for you. You want to kill yourselves? Kill yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm not getting shot trying to protect y'all. Because if I shoot the guy that was shooting everybody else, I'm a racist. So I'm not going to shoot him.
Yeah. So that makes logistical sense, right? If I'm an ambulance worker, let the cops sort out and assure that I'm not going to get shot going in there trying to rescue somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So now all this logically makes sense, right?
Right.
You just said it.
But not emotionally.
Emotionally, people want to think there are two faces everywhere, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Do you even need that headphone on? Why are you having that headphone on?
I don't know what. I know I'm going to lose my memory because I don't remember where I do. And I'm okay with it.
All
right. Yeah. It's just going to be a point where I don't even remembering.
Well, you're afraid that you're going to lose them? Is that what it is? Just put them directly in your pocket.
No, that's a bad idea.
You don't got a zipper in your pocket?
No.
So then start buying pockets that have zippers on them. That's what I do.
I love when you talk to me
because
like mommy.
I know that it's going to fall on my pocket at work. So I zip it up.
Look at him. He's zipping it right now. Yeah. You little bitch.
In my pocket, in my hoodie, when I wear my hoodie at work, I put whatever I put in my pocket, and from the inside, I'll twist the pocket.
Oh, it's over.
No.
It's over. That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that was my, I have to call work, but I already talked to the guy. So I twist it so that way when I'm working, it don't fall out. And then when I go put my head in my pocket, it's like a force field. It's like, oh, I got it.
Like a force field.
Anyway. So logically,
yeah,
all this scenario makes sense. Like I said, emotionally, people are like, but why did you come earlier? But if you, now let's say, imagine the guy would have walked through. Okay, so let me explain to you why they come. The guy don't want to hear it. Because he died. Oh my God. Even if after everything's all said and done, and freaking FBI investigated, and they tell the world on the news, the reason why the cop didn't come is because you guys made him not come. Because of all this other stuff you guys did as a community against them.
Okay.
They don't want to hear that. Because it's emotionally still. But still, he still should have came. That doesn't matter.
Word.
Now, how many times I'll never forget, I think it was Anton Sterling, where he was laying on the floor and the cop shot him in the back. That was the clearest one to me because it's so obvious, right? That people are like, yeah, but he shouldn't have shot him. And I'm like, the guy was reaching for a gun in his pocket. What do you think the cop's going to do? The cop didn't show up not knowing what's going to happen. The cop showed up knowing the guy had a gun because that's the call they got. There's a man with a gun. So the cop knew the gun was in his pocket. After the cop shot him, the cop pulled the gun out of his pocket and threw it on the floor. Like the same video is there. When the guy got shot, everybody like, oh, let me shot him. And the cop pulled the gun out, put it on the floor.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Obvious. Still. Black Lives Matter. This. And it's like, you're never going to get the change you want if you're advocating for the guy that's doing the worst for your community.
Yeah.
You're never going to get it. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. I saw a good meme. I think I sent it in the group chat where basically, oh, who's talking about it? So I was watching something. And the guy was basically saying how, and we've had this conversation, that you you can't complain about your situation when there's opportunities available to you.
Yeah.
Stop using the past as an excuse to not grow.
Yeah.
And when we talked with Mike and whatnot, yeah, I did send it. I was like, yo, Mike, this is what Noel and I were trying to tell you. You know, and unfortunate, you know, that goes for all minorities, Latinos, Blacks, you know, all of us. Well, those two mainly are in this pity party where what happens with the Asians? These niggas come over here, they're getting that math degree. You know what I mean? They're getting it. They're coming here, they're getting it.
The Asian kid tells his mom, "Mom, they're picking on me in school." What the mom says? "Well, you better get it together, kid. All right? Let me see your grades. Your grades better not be suffering. I don't care who's kicking your ass in school. Your grades better..." You know what I'm saying? Like, our community, forget about it. Bendito mi nene.
If they hit you, hit them back.
Yeah, and not only that, the mother's going to go to the school and curse out the teacher.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's going to help out your kid. Now the teacher's going to look at your kid like, that kid's a problem. His mother's a problem.
He's a problem. He's a problem because of his mother.
Yep. So,
or his father. Sorry.
Whatever. Yeah. No, not, the father's probably in jail. Statistically, his father's not in the picture, right? Statistically.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. That pretty much covered, as a little review, drugs, Verizon, and NYPD. That's what I got.
That's what we got.
That's what we got for this.
It. We're done.
We're done. Yo, check us out. The Basement NY. Hit the subscribe and the like. You know what to do. Peace.
Peace. Thank you for accidentally clicking on this video and watching it to the end. If you like what you saw, please like and subscribe. And if you want to see some more of our content, please click on some of the links on the side.
I'd be tight if you act like you don't know me. Oh, and if you don't know, you'll get to